You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome back to this wonderful evening of social media. At this podcast, I really want to talk about YouTube. Good old YouTube. It's been around forever. You know, it's the search engine for everything. But how can we as stylists use it? I know, it's a little crazy. It's like, well, yes, we can make videos and post them and share them, get some traffic to them and just build our business. And, you know, overnight, we'll be stars. Well, that's what we think. That's not true. They're lying to you. It does take a lot of work. It's really about the content you put out. I know I really haven't touched much about content, but the content that you put out, what are things that you look at? Like, what videos do you watch? How do you watch them? Do you have what you're saying underneath? Is it purely just like watch the video for technique? What content do you want to put out there? And then how are you going to get it out there? Because that's going to be a thing. You know, you have all this information. Poof, I have classes, I have books, I have this, I have that. When I tell you, if someone would just latch on and just pay me my fees, like, legit, from beginning to end, you will learn how to make a wig just by being with me. 100%. Style it, blank, human hair, synthetic, you know, whatever it may be. But how do I get it out there? How do I promote myself? Do I have a budget? Is there ad budgets? Is there Facebook ads? And then, for me, how do we monetize it? What are we putting? What are we, we're doing side by side, you know, AdSense, where we're changing things up, seeing what works, tweaking it, all that, you know? So it does come down to content, though. With YouTube, it's just creating amazing content. My difficulty is I would give it all away for free. You know, I would give it away for free and have just be giving it away for free and just relying on my full-time job to, you know, monetize it, which, you know, I totally get it. That can be the case. You know, I can do that, put out videos and videos and videos and videos of everything that I do, you know, and then hopefully get sponsors to pay and blah, 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 blah. But once again, it comes down to that content that you really feel proud of putting out there. And I say proud because half the shit I put out there, I hate. I do. I really hate it. It's not clean enough, it doesn't look professional enough, but sometimes it is what it is. Like right now, I do not want to spend $2,000 on a video camera. Nope. Sorry. Nope. Is it gonna make my porns better? Is it gonna make my sexy pictures look better? Maybe. But no, sorry. You know, so my good old trusty, you know, iPad Pro takes some beautiful shots, and then it works great with iMovie. Click, click, click. You know, speed up, slow down, stop, reverse. Add some music, opening, beginning, some transitions. Upload it straight to Facebook, and bing, bang, boom. Hopefully, someone sees it. So if you just keep it consistent and keep making videos that have to do with your brand and your niche, you know, get that special niche, because that's really what it's about, you will then be able to get people to really kind of start to pay attention to you and then post it to your friends. Oh, I think starting with your friends, you know, all those Facebook friends you have, you know, get them to come over. Because even, you know, our max is 5,000 on Facebook. Even if we get every single one of them to come over, that's an amazing start. Amazing. And then if each one of them tells, you know, 3 or 4 people, you know, the whole, that effect, for your little money. But it's really, like, hardcore to be like, yo, hit me up. you know, there's other Facebook groups and stuff like that, but I just feel weird going in there and be like, hey guys, look at me. Follow me now. I hate that. Or the follow for follow. Totally. Like, no. But then you're going to delete me. So yeah. So on YouTube, really come up with what your platform is really about. And like, hone in to make that niche so specific that you're like, what? When they type in, for me, like, type in wig hacking. Boom. I want to be number one coming up. That's it. Number one. So that's what I want. All my hacks, everything is going to be hack, 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 hack. Hacking a wig, hacking a hairline, hacking a full wig, hacking a half wig, whatever it may be. Hacking the wig so that it becomes number one hit. The first thing that pops up. And then from there, we go from retention. Retention, you know, how long does one person stay on your videos? The longer they stay on, the more money you get per click on your ads. Boom, boom, boom. Get it. Wah. And once again, guys, did not come up with any of this information. This is all me watching my 1,200 hours a month so that I can monetize my YouTube. So make sure you follow me for the next episode. Still don't have a name for it, but that's all right. We're just going to go. Daniel Coy. Daniel Coy Official on Instagram. Wig Hackers. Make sure you do that. Instagram and Facebook. And of course, like my fan page, Daniel Coy Official. Look me up there too. It'll be great. All right, guys. Until next time, don't burn some hair.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the Rise Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. Rise is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the Rise Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RiseTheatre.org. Because only together we rise.